Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Happening, family,
and welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. Yeah,
tight out.
I'm the host of this podcast, but I'm joined by my husband of almost 15 years and co-host. Tell him who you are.
What's happening, family? I'm Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, aka That Half of the Other Rather.
The other
host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument.
Who are
this
you?
Is a week, I don't know what I was about. What just happened?
I don't know. It says we don't have internet.
No. Yeah, it does say that on my
own. Oh my gosh. Why is this happening to us all the time? Well, we're going to take a pause. Oh, no, we're not. We're here. We're back. So anyways, this is a weekly podcast.
We talk about any and everything. We have technical difficulties. We talk about relationships. We talk about politics, current events. We talk about a little bit of everything, y'all. And we talk about whatever we feel like, pretty much.
Yeah, we do. We be talking about everything.
We be talking about everything.
We are joined by probably our very frustrated and confused Patreon. Yeah. They are people who support us. By being a member of our Patreon, they spend $5 a month.
$5.
To see us struggle like we are now. We call them our immediate family. Mm-hmm. We call them our angel wings. We call them heifers, tanks, riders. You too can be a part of this mess for $5 as well. Hopefully they could see us. They might not. Yeah, our internet keeps going out. We have no idea.
Yeah. Update. I'm stuck right here.
Well, let's tell them about the sponsors we have.
Well, we got three sponsors this week, y'all. We have Stamps, Lost Debate, and Rothy's. So make sure you stay tuned to hear more about them, and we'll tell you a little bit more about them.
So before we continue, we're going to fix our live stream.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Bye. And we're back.
Here we are.
Our internet situation is it is the most piss poor situation ever. Really, and it gets really bad when we have really bad winds. And today it's already bad.
It gets worse when we have winds.
And there's literally no other internet company available to us
in our area
that has speeds as high as the internet when this internet is working, which ain't often.
Right.
So
they approach me all the time. Who's your internet provider, y'all? And it sucks.
Y'all are poop. Can't even.
Oh, but what's your address? Maybe we can fix it.
You can't. Because I recently went on there and was like, I will pay more for better. Mm-hmm. Can't get it. And when I checked every other internet company, they were like, oh, yeah, we can move slower. Would you like slower? So anyway.
So what else has got you feeling some type of way?
No. Yeah. So do we want to do, we have one of two segments that we usually start the podcast off with. Tank Sleep Pride or In My Feelings? I think we did In My Feelings last time. So you want to do Tank Sleep Pride?
Yeah, because they can hear us, right?
That doesn't matter. But yes, the sound is on.
Okay. Did I have pressure going?
I don't know. Yeah. Did you?
I thought I did.
Oh, blessed assurance. Nope. Are you sure?
Yeah, I thought I did. Didn't I hit it?
Marcus, are you looking in the right area? Yes, you did.
Yeah, did. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. So, we either do it two segments, either Tanksley Pride or In My Feelings. Which one you want to do, Angel?
We did In My Feelings last time, mm-hmm. So we could do Tanksley Pride.
Take it.
Okay, so we're ending Black History Month. And, you know, we have kids that are in school. They celebrate Black history in most of the schools. Our baby is in a Christian school. And I for some reason, I don't know what this is, but I think a lot of times white Christian churches do not want to isolate the thought that Black people deserve to be talked about. In a moment by themselves, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, they didn't have Black History Month; they had Heritage Appreciation Month.
Yeah.
Okay. It is what it is. So, Amara's classroom, their appreciation was to Mexico. All right. And they had them, it seemed like, I was like, is this racist? Because it felt.
It looked racist as all get out.
So.
It was racist. That's what happens when you got all these, I don't know, it seems like sheltered Christian women.
Yes.
That's exactly what they are. They ain't never been out in the world and experienced nothing. They don't realize that they put on a racist presentation.
So we weren't
for
there.
For Black History Month, that was Cultural Appreciation Month, or day, or whatever it was.
They had the kids, and I am laughing, and I shouldn't be.
Yeah, you should be, because they should know better.
I know I shouldn't be, because if they would have did this with our heritage, I'd be like, I'm about to go up there. But the only reason why I'm also like, well, one of their teachers is Latina. So I would hope. One of Amar's teachers is Latina. So I would hope that if it was something that wasn't right, she would be like, hey,
she
guys.
She should have known that wasn't right.
Hey, guys, maybe we shouldn't do this. They had on.
Hold on, wait. Before you even say that, what was their, was it their tribute to Mexico or the Latina community?
Mexico, specifically.
Okay. Still, even more racist.
In some of the kids in his class.
Don't care.
No. I'm just trying to. It still seems wrong, but it's I, as a Black woman, can only speak to what I think, but that doesn't mean I am correct. I don't know what's offensive.
We would be like the people, somebody speaking with a Jamaican accent, and the white people saying, that's offensive. We on the outside looking in thinking, this seems pretty racist and offensive.
Right.
But I have a comparison. Go ahead.
They dance to La Bamba with maracas in sombrero hats.
Yeah, they did.
Well, so it was funny. The one, wait a minute, I'm going to look at the video real quick because I feel as though.
Everybody had on a sombrero except the one Latino kid that I know is Latino.
That's what I think. That's what I was about to say. Now, he was dancing his butt off.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. He was giving it chicken, 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 chicken. But he didn't have on that hat.
Sombrero.
He did
but
not.
He was working in maracas like nobody's business.
So I was like, huh? Okay.
The reason I think it's racist is because I would go up there and flip desk if I seen my son and a bunch of his classmates dressed in shields, spears, and masks.
Oh, you saying if they were like, we're going to take it back to a tribe.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't compare, like, I don't know. I don't know, again. It sounds racist to me, I don't know.
Maybe the Latino teacher set that up and did all of that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Does that fix it? I don't know.
Listen. I just know.
These are the unanswered questions.
That for me, if I was doing Latin Heritage Month, or okay, we're going to show tribute to the Mexican culture, I would have them sing a song in Spanish, right? Probably not La Bamba, not something that seems real stereotypical.
Right.
And then maybe have the instruments. But the hats, I felt like, where are we, where are we going? Because they're 2 years old, so there's not like they're about to be up there doing speeches.
Right.
But
they definitely could have picked another damn month.
So
you got all these days, 365 of them. Give us the 28 to 29.
I tell you this story not just to tell you that the classroom seemed to have done a racist presentation, but my son Amar, let me tell you, he might be a Republican, but he was like, I'm not participating in this racism. I'm not pretending that he wore the hat. He did wear the hat. He had the shaker.
But he Amar'd it.
He didn't move. And let me tell you, there's only...
He said, he just looked side to side.
That was the... I don't even think he did much of that. He moved his mouth a little bit like this. If you're not watching, you can watch this on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. He moved his mouth a little bit. And out of the six kids performing, our son was the only one who did not move the entire performance. He was like, just in case. He was like, I know how people are, that y'all gonna find this on YouTube, mm-hmm. and y'all gonna hold it against me when I run for office.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not.
Is this you?
But what's hilarious is that when I showed him the performance afterwards on, because they sent us a YouTube link, right? And so I only watched his. Their class was the first class to perform. Amar is watching it, and he is dancing, and he's like, Amar, right? I was like, but you didn't do none of this. You didn't do all this moving and shaking. You doing
bit, none of it.
He did. Now, you know how you be wondering about that child that just don't do right at the performance, you be wondering, oh, I wonder what the parent is doing. Like, they probably recording, but they're looking at their child just being an ass. And it was like, we're the ones this time. We're the ones. He didn't cry.
So
he
we're
just...
going to be the ones for a while. With that past. We're going to be the ones up through probably middle school, seemed like, with him.
Yes, yes, indeed. I'm going to keep going, and then I'm going to let you take over. Is that cool?
Yeah.
So also that same day, our eldest son tells us in the final hour that he's supposed to be staying, coming back to school for a Black History Month performance on Friday night. Now I'll give him this. The school did email us about this, but correlating that to my son performing in this thing is not something.
Didn't register.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't read the email, but even if I would have, I would not have known that Marcus was in it, because it was just like a school-wide, hey, there's a Black History Month performance Thursday and Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, right before his dad gets to school to pick him up, he calls me and he's like, I got to be back at the school at 5:30. I was like, well, then you staying at the school, because we're not driving you back home just to drive back to your school. Because
we were literally
not
even getting out. That's how far away and the time limit it would have been.
It would have been stupid, right? So I was busy signing up Amar for a non-racist daycare.
After work. Well, that we know of.
Right. It was probably the same. After work. And then I texted him. I was like, can parents come? And he was like, yeah. So.
Yeah, he asked me. She said, you think parents go to this thing? I said, who else would they be performing for?
Listen, being that he didn't tell us, I was like, I don't know. So I go. First of all, you had to buy tickets. Didn't know. Thank God I had cash on me, or I wouldn't have been able to go in.
You just snuck in like I did for the other thing.
It would have been easier had I got there on time, but it would already started. So there was nobody outside. Walked in, ended up getting surprised that one of my homegirls who I haven't seen for years, I haven't seen her daughter in years, was singing a solo when I came in. She sang her little face off. watch the little girl that Marcus says annoys her. Yeah. I mean, annoys him. Got to see her dance. She was definitely dancing harder than everybody else up there. You could tell that she'd been dancing for a while. I was like, are these kids in dance class? Because they're terrible. A lot of them were trash. Like, there was this one group. I was like, does this girl even hear the beat? Maybe she's deaf.
Dancing to the words.
Yes. But then he finally performed. He was almost all the way at the end. And he did do a good job. He remembered all of his words. He said them very clearly. You know, my baby got a lisp. So, you know, sometimes words be having a chokehold on them. Mm-hmm. Or he'll get into a stutter that he can't get out of. Yeah, and he's got to do.
And words yep. be choke slamming his tongue.
He's got to sometimes do Lamaze breathing to get his mind together. But none of that happened. And I was so proud of it. Because did I tell you, he recently asked me, he said, so am I going to get to go to speech therapy? And I said, why you want speech therapy? And he was like, because I've mentioned it before, because I think he can get better at his, he can actually more than likely get rid of his lisp. But when he's lazy, just like with anything, people with good posture can have good posture, but when they're lazy, they don't do it. I've been wanting to work with him on his lisp because he still sounds a lot younger than what he is because of it. Mm-hmm. He was like, he was telling me this on the way back from Orlando. He was like, because I want to work on this stutter. And I was like, I said, I don't know if a speech therapist is going to be able to help you with that, because your stutter is not so much about your speech per se. It's about your thoughts funneling into your head too fast. I was like, but yeah, we're going to get you a speech therapist. Amen and amen.
Yeah, because it's definitely the false thing, because he only be stuttering with us. He don't do that with his friends.
He does a little bit, but not like the way he does with us.
This boy will spit out something so quick and fast, but he then gets to us and starts struggling.
I was like, it's when you're overwhelmed. I was like, you all of a sudden be like, I'd be wondering.
And we'd be like, stop it.
I'd be wanting to choke my poor baby out.
he's like, okay.
Anyways, let me talk about our first sponsor of today, and they are Stamps. Stamps.com. Y'all know I've told y'all so much about them. Time is money. Don't waste either with repeat trips to the post office. Listen, especially if you don't live near a post office, you taking all that time to get there and all that time back. Why do that when you could just have Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can print off official postage right from your computer, which saves you money in the process, so you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy, okay? Listen, I have a business. My husband has a business. And they're small businesses, but to us as individuals, they don't seem small. They are overwhelming, right? Thanks. So you want to be able to take the opportunities that you can, one, to save money, as well as save time, so that you can do the thing that is most important to you, which is create your craft, or, you know, be able to execute your service. So Stamps.com is a place where you can do both, save time and money. For over 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer, and you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like 40% off, 40% off USPS rates and 70% off UPS rates. I actually have some stuff that I'm about to send out just in case one of them is watching. I'm not going to say what I'm sending out, but I have some like appreciation tokens that I'm sending out to a few people, and I'm not going to UPS, and I'm not going to USPS. I'm about to print that postage off right here at our, we got a little thermal printer. We going to print off them labels, save that money, and get this stuff shipped. Because what don't I have? Time. Y'all already know what it is. That's why we doing a tight hour for this podcast. Okay? So all you need is a computer and a standard printer. You don't even have to have a thermal printer like we do. For the longest time, we didn't have a thermal printer.
I
we
was cutting labels with scissors and
measuring. Yeah, and slapping that thing on and getting it out the and all the everybody's stuff made it to where it was supposed to. No supplies, no special supplies or equipment needed. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want. So stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with your with our promo code ARGUE,
ARGUE
for a special offer that includes a four-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Thank you so much, stamps.com, for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, baby, what is your Tank Sleep Rad story?
So I posted a video. I posted a video, I don't know, last week sometime, where I was like telling all the, you know, fathers out there to don't let nobody beat you up or, you know, make you look bad if you done accidentally, you've been walking through a door frame or a doorway and smacked your baby's head on the door frame. I thought it'd be funny to post because it's hilarious. I've done it. And everybody's like, how's Amar? Amar's fine. I've actually never done that to Amar. The other three? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the men walking with confidence too. Pow!
That might be why you keep these headaches.
That ain't why.
You like, don't you put that on me.
What I have done to Amar. So our, you don't even know. I don't understand why kids, they know the circumference of the door when it swings open. The
vehicle.
What'd
you do to my baby?
Hush up. They know every single time. The twins, the only person that's got it now is Marcus, but the twins do it too. That, you know, you're going to have to walk around the door.
I know you're not saying the two-year-old should have known the circumference.
Just shut up and listen. He knows you can't enter the door from the inside. You got to walk around. Anyway, I'm walking to the door. The twins do it too. They always approach the door from the wrong way. So our driveway is on a slight slope, right? So one morning I'm leaving out all the boys. I don't even think I was leaving out. I think I might have just been in the driveway one time. Anyway, I go, and because we are, the way we park, our driveway is a slight hill, so we face up if you're pulling into the driveway. So, you know, you go open the door, you got to open it with a little bit of force, especially if you don't want to just hold it. If you're just doing something, I think is what I was doing. If you're just doing something, you go swing it open, go on about your way. So I didn't know Amar was that close, as close as he was. I go... I'm grabbing something. I'm going to open up the passenger door on the driver's side, throw the door open, boom! It's like, what was that?
Hit my baby.
I moved the door. He was so far away, it didn't even look like he was coming to the truck.
I am going to beat your ass.
I just remembered it. When, after I put that post up, and I'll probably remember that like yesterday or the day before.
Did he cry?
No, he didn't cry. Like, my door, I have a navigator. It's aluminum, so it's not like metal like my other door.
Don't try to talk about fabric. It's a whole door and a baby.
But it's a flat surface. It ain't like a pointy edge or nothing. I swung a door. We were boom. I was like, oh. I turned around and looked. He was getting up. He was so far away from the truck.
My poor child.
He got up. Okay, Daddy. I said, all right, good job.
Never good job. Did you say sorry?
I said sorry.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have to. I didn't think so. I said, oh, baby, you okay? He's like, okay, Dad. I said, all right.
How you sit there and lie that quick? Yeah, I said sorry.
I thought I would. You don't need to say sorry. Like
yes, you do. You knocked him.
I said it was okay. He know I didn't do it on purpose. Anyway, in other news...
This
you act like you ain't did something to the kids before. Get out of here.
I haven't.
Oh, lie your ass off again.
I haven't.
Anyway, I'm just willing to say it. Mm. Daddies be daddy, and that's what we do.
That is not a daddies be daddy in moment.
It is.
You hurt my child.
No, we wasn't. It was like in the afternoon or something.
Why does that? What is that?
Because I was trying to remember why I was going to the back
door.
I was
like, did it hurt less in the afternoon?
Yeah, because he's up and, you know, alert. So he probably put his hands up. My voice was lifted.
You better be glad you didn't tell me when it happened. Because I would have been on our security footage.
I wish I could remember the day, see if it goes back and far. Oh, my goodness.
I hope one day he keys up your halo.
He already has.
No, he hasn't. Has he really?
Yes.
How? When?
His scooter. I showed you that gash on the side of Halo.
Oh, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
His parquet. Yeah, you don't remember. Shut up.
And you lying. You going to show me today.
I'll go show you right now.
Don't try to
you
going to
come
gash.
Back in here and be like.
Don't try to put a gash in there.
Putting no gas in
my
car.
To prove a point. Yeah, you would. Because you're terrible.
Then I checked my car door after I hit. I was like, you ain't did my car, my truck, did you? Actually, this might have been the Silverado. That's how long ago it was. Was it the Silverado?
No,
it was. I knew the Silverado, it dent's easy to get out. This is aluminum. I'm like, it might be a little issue. But he's all right.
You're terrible.
You're terrible.
I didn't do it. Okay, so last week we started.
You brushed yourself off. Go ahead.
That's Cutie. Why he's going to put you in a nursing home.
Nah, yeah.
Last week we started the saboteur assessment. And to recap,
went great.
We just had jumped into it, so we didn't have a chance. So the recap, I'll tell you mine. Marcus will tell you his.
Oh, shit. Let me go find that.
So mine was hyperachiever. It should be in your email.
It's gonna be in this one.
Pleaser, controller, stickler, restless. Avoider, hyper-rational, hyper-vigilant, and then I had no percentage for victim. If you are listening to this after the live, because I only shared the link with my Patreon, but if you would like to check it out, it's on positiveintelligence.com. Assessment.positiveintelligence.com. It's something like that. The link is that. So anyways, I want to point out once Marcus pulls up his, I don't know why he just didn't go ahead and pull it up. He's just taking forever.
Patience.
How hypocritical my husband is. We talked last week. I just want to rewind us. We talked last week about him being a controller because at the time I had taken prior to the podcast last week, I had taken the test before him. And controller, we saw, was number 3. And so he threw it in my face multiple times.
Yeah.
However, controller for him is his number 2.
That's my the way I sabotage myself. Angel is controlling. That's the difference. Okay?
I said, Marcus
had
controller and he controls me more. So this is how he's hypocritical. I gave him the example of going behind me when I put dishes in the dishwasher. And he says, I move the bowls because they were face down. They weren't in there right. But let the record reflect that on multiple occasions, Marcus has taken large bowls. I'm talking about mixing bowls, large pots, put them on the bottom shelf face down. Have you not?
Do you want to know why?
No.
Yes.
Answer.
Absolutely.
Rest my case.
No, you don't. You
can't. All right, rest my case.
Your case is rested. Now, unplug
is
your mic.
Not right.
Now, listen.
It's not right.
I said I put the bowls on the top rack, the small bowls on the top rack, and I tilt them so you can fit more. Water can get up in there and clean them, and you can fit a whole lot more versus putting them on the bottom rack. If you ever see me putting large bowls face down on the bottom, that's because the top rack is completely full to the max. And the large bowls cannot fit in the dishwasher the way the small bowls can.
This is why I hand wash them.
Okay. You wasting water.
No.
We already made the third tier. And it's your fault.
And, sir.
Because you're running the water. You're getting the white dishes into the dishwasher.
We're in third tier because you do laundry here. I don't. See how I save water?
I've been doing laundry here since April.
That's
we just
what it
reached
is.
Third
we just
tier
got,
when you got off tour doing dishes wrong.
No.
Dishes was doing got, going right when I when you was gone. I was doing
tier
it right.
When you bought the new dish of the new washer.
Actually, it's mama's fault we in third tier. She was washing clothes every goddamn day. She was here.
And I only put them sideways on the bottom when... Because we have four
it's
boys.
Wrong.
I put them sideways, not
flat.
Look up
the manual.
Listen, let me tell you why. I put them sideways, not flat, on the bottom. Because typically I will put them up top. Because we have four boys that eat cereal every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
And once you put about good four bowls up top, maybe five, it takes up all the space.
It
you can't
doesn't.
Put up. You cannot put up cups.
It takes up a, if you, I can fit.
And we have large cereal bowls.
I can fit eight bowls at the
and
top.
And they don't get clean well.
And it only
well.
Takes up maybe they an eighth of that well. Space because
I'm
Angel
having to re-wipe them out. Put, I'm having to re-clean
she does not
them.
Put them, you unload the dishwasher right. There's been many times.
I unload the dishwasher
you
right.
You load the dishwasher wrong, I mean.
No, this is when you do that. I'm having
no.
to go back.
No, you don't.
To, yes,
you
I am.
A lie in 3/4. And 2/8, okay? You are lying right now. You know you are.
You are a controller 100%.
This is a self-saboteur. This ain't got nothing to do with me. You are controlling. You know that.
Who said self? You sabotage me.
No, you sabotage you. I gave you examples of how you are controlling in everyday life.
I gave you examples,
no,
too.
That's not controlling. That's a better way of doing things.
I still can't okay? believe.
That's like
you
hey.
Don't see
that's
it.
Like, hey, don't press on your foot. Don't press your foot on the gas when you're going downhill because you can just let the vehicle coast and save gas. Nope, I'm going to press the gas. It's just a better way of doing it. You're saying.
Oh, let me give you some more examples. Hush.
Baby, we're supposed to be talking about the test.
Hold on.
You
I
stuck
just,
on.
No. And then we're going to move on because we got to add. But real quick, though.
And I'm on rebuttal every time.
When we get in my, when I'm driving, Marcus will begin to move and shift the buttons.
I ain't did that in a long time. I ain't did that.
But did you not? I had to tell you,
stop. In the Corolla, when we first started dating.
Just in the Corolla, Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus, when we were in the Ford Expedition, what did you used to turn off every time I was in there?
What you talking about?
In the Ford Expedition.
What did I turn off?
Yes. You would click it. That can't be right. It's got to be messing up the starter. That can't be something.
Oh, starter? Yeah. Who takes care of the vehicles?
You
hey, shut
you
up!
Don't.
Who takes care
you
of it's don't. My job to take care of the
but
vehicles,
y'all.
She done said it
do
multiple
you?
Times, Mark. I just drive it. You the mechanic.
When last time
you
took
take care of the vehicles. That's a lease,
change.
All right? That's a lease.
When did you
go
take the expedition
it.
For an oil change?
You didn't take for oil change.
Yes, I did.
You get locked up. Anyway, I take care of the vehicles.
No, you don't.
So whatever I do to the vehicles,
I've asked
shut
you to.
The hell
I've
up
asked
and
you
let
to.
Me take care of the vehicles.
I've
y'all,
asked
she said
you
it on
to,
her multiple times. Family,
and you don't do it.
Family, what y'all say, hey, nothing. She got a point. She
and
shouldn't
you,
have to do nothing
so
to the
So you take
vehicle.
Care of the vehicles.
She shouldn't have to do nothing to the vehicle. Take, that's on you. Yeah,
you,
baby, that's on you. You see them, they
so
got my back.
So how you take care of the
take
vehicles?
Care of the vehicles.
How you
take care of the vehicles.
Tell me
huh?
how you, tell me,
huh?
tell me.
They
how
out there, ain't they? Ain't they paid for? I do all of that. I set that up.
No.
This thing's
tell me,
paid for.
Tell me how you take care of the vehicles.
I ain't had to do nothing because they both
well, no. Tell me how you took care of the expedition.
When your thing went wrong. You had what went wrong with that thing? First of all, I cleaned it.
Tell me, what thing?
I detailed it. It had a leak in it. Remember it had a leak and it had a real mildew smell? I went out there and fixed the rubber boot. Remember, see, thing is, I do so much. Thing is, vehicle. She don't be remembering stuff. That's in the vlog.
Marcus.
Hold on. She, when you drove through a swamp in the brand new vehicle, didn't I go out there and fix that and clean all the stuff out of the engine bay? All the twigs, all the brush?
So
all the grass.
You take
hold
care
on,
of
on,
it
on,
something
on,
goes
on,
wrong. I'm on, talking about day-to-day maintenance. What do you do?
Ain't no day-to-day maintenance but driving it.
Oil changes. Getting it cleaned.
Gas. Damn, no. Getting
putting
it cleaned,
gas
it,
in
getting it.
It
cleaned is some bullshit.
How
you,
is that
if
not?
If you ain't going to keep it clean, I ain't going to get it clean.
Let me tell you something. You are over here not telling
this
the
has
truth.
Nothing to do.
It has everything with, to do
with this test. Then we got out here to talk about.
It has everything to do with the test. Okay. And let me tell you about our second sponsor of today's podcast.
Oh,
I love this. Okay, so whenever you look at, whenever you look for news, you may feel forced between echo chambers and mainstream media and conspiracy-based alternative media. That's how I feel. I get news alerts on my phone, but I honestly don't like it because I can tell how hard they're swinging one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
If they're swinging far left or if they're swinging far right, I can automatically tell that they're trying to, it's not a like a, you know, it's not going to be unbiased, which that's difficult to do anyways, but they're definitely giving you only one perspective.
Right.
So that's why you should check out The Lost Debate. It's a podcast and a YouTube show for political eclectic. Excuse me. I was like, wait a second. for political eclectics who want to escape their media bubble and engage in good faith with ideas from across the political spectrum. The Lost Debate is hosted by Ravi Gupta, a former staffer for Obama and school principal who founded ARENA, an organization that has trained thousands of campaign staffers and helped elect hundreds of candidates. Coy Bradford, a political organizer for the Deep South turned TikTok star who once hosted a Fox News radio show. And Ricky, I don't want to mess up the last name, but I think it's Schlott, a Gen Z New York Post columnist and libertarian fighting to protect free speech. They cover the latest news ideas and trends that mainstream media overlooks. Instead of being at each other's throats, they focus on bringing new perspectives to the table in a constructive debates that sound less like crossfire and more like discussions between real people. Join the conversation and check out The Lost Debate today. New episodes drop twice a week. Search for The Lost Debate on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. I really do enjoy this podcast because of exactly what they're saying. I have a lot of friends that are on different spectrums of the political landscape. And when we have discussions, that's what it is. It's not this huge hot argument like you would see on one of the major mainstream news outlets. With them, it really is a conversation of minds trying to meet. Even if they don't end up agreeing at the end of the day, you're getting to really hear perspectives well thought out without there being like a need to rebuttal.
That's what I was going to say. Even the reason I like it is even if you, whether you agree or disagree, it's always interesting to hear someone else's point of view coming from a different outlook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can learn a lot from that. And you start to understand of like, oh, God dang, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not coming from like this malicious and this straightness, like, no, this way or the highway. Or it's not coming from a block wall, you know, it's just putting out stuff and not absorbing anything. So it's definitely a good watch, listen.
So check out The Lost Debate.
/listen.
On YouTube or wherever podcasts are found. And we thank them for, you know. for being a part of our episode.
Absolutely.
Boom. Okay. So back to Marcus being a liar. No, okay. Let's actually go down. Remind them of yours again.
Oh, pulled yours up. Give me...
Oh, come on now.
What? I gave you all that time. It's right here. Mine was stickler, controller, avoider, hyper-rational. Oh, you want me to get the number? Stickler was 7.5. Controller was 6.3. Avoider was 4.4. Hyper-rational was 3.8. Hyper-achiever, 3.1. Pleaser was 2.5. Restless was 1.3. Hyper-vigilant, 1.3. And then victim was 0.6.
You got more victim than me.
I'm a victim.
So what?
Clearly.
That's how you sabotage yourself. So the one for me that seemed like I see some truth in it, but not as much as I thought I would for it to be my second one, was pleaser.
I get that.
I can understand to that. Some point, right? So let me read to you what pleaser is.
I don't know if I...
It is indirectly tries to gain acceptance and affection by helping, pleasing, rescuing, or flattering others. Loses sight of own needs and becomes resentful as a result. These are some of the characteristics. Has a strong need to be liked by people and attempts to earn it by helping, pleasing, rescuing, or flattering them. Needs frequent reassurance by others about their acceptance and affection. Can express own needs openly and directly. And open indirectly. Does so indirectly by having people feel obligated to reciprocate care.
Go ahead.
Real quick, I want to go to thoughts and then you can tell me what you're going to say. Thoughts. To be a good person, I should put needs of others ahead of my own. It bothers me when people don't notice or care about what I've done for them. They can be selfish and ungrateful. I give away too much and don't think of myself enough. I can make anyone like me if I don't rescue people who will. Okay, go ahead.
So... Well, the thoughts was I don't want to forget those thoughts because the thoughts don't line up with Angel at all. It takes a lot for Angel to say, for her to think about, I done all this for this person, and then they're going to come back and do that, which in the past I've always thought was a hindrance to Angel.
Yes.
Because Angel, it was like all Angel's friends, everybody, it seems like they bring all their burden to Angel, even now. Mm-hmm. But earlier on, especially like earlier on in our relationship, and I say probably 5-10 years in, I was just like, dude, chill out. You are not Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. Mind your business sometimes. Even though she's not in their business, they're bringing their business to her. And it's like Angel was always, it was like, I'm trying to fix this, helping her fix this problem, helping her fix that problem. He's going through this, helping him fix this problem. It's just like, no, That ain't all you. And I had to learn early that I needed to tread lightly, because some of these friendships she's had before me and her were even together. But it was, so then it took me to understand the type of relationship they have. But I was like, I told her, you're putting a whole lot more into your relationships than you're getting out. At least from the outside from looking in. Yeah, from my perspective, that's, it seems like you're putting a whole lot more in that you're getting out. And that's when the breakdown was like, well, no, I get a lot out of these two. However, that's the role that she plays in a lot of her relationships. But then I think you even came to the realization of like, I do need to pull back that way from these people and let them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Specifically this year.
I wouldn't think about even recently. I'm thinking about like years ago.
I mean, I don't know. I think my kids kind of forced some of that. But specifically this year, as I keep mentioning, Lord help me, my vision board, which I finally hung up today. I did this assessment with my vision board of the different areas of my life. Okay. And in the vision board, it's like money, career, health, family, romance. One was self-development. And then it was friendships. My self-development was so far down as far as in how fulfilled I was with my own self-development. My friendships, however, were at like a 8 or a 7. Maybe they were at a 7. They weren't at an 8. And I realized, I was like, whoo, y'all know I got my self-care Thursday, but that's about it. I realized I don't really pour into myself in becoming a better person as much as I would like to. I pour into other people a lot. A whole lot. And so
that's probably the extrovert too.
It's extrovert, but it's also, I see how it's a saboteur, because I used to call this, time thief. My friends would call me in the middle of my like work day. I'm using quotes of work day, meaning like as an entrepreneur, my work day is whenever I say it is. But like, if I'm getting most of my work done when my kids are at school, they'll call me and we end up in conversation for like an hour and a half. And I haven't edited or shot what I said I was going to edit or shoot. And instead of ignoring their call, I picked up because I'm thinking, I have to. This is my friend. They called me. That to me is 100% correct as far as in pleaser.
Yeah.
Is that I am doing that, sabotaging myself when I should be blocking off this time for me to work. Yeah, if I were a doctor, well, I would think maybe a doctor. If I were a teacher, I couldn't just stop in the middle of the day and be like, oh, my best friend called. Hold on, kids. Yeah. Let me pick up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, that's the things that I would see, not even during the day, but just in general life. But I didn't have the tact or knowledge to know how to express, like, right. I just see, why are they taking up all your time?
Right.
Or I get mad, like, no, this is us right here. Like, no, you ain't got to pick up the phone. Why you answering the phone? I'm just going to tell I'm going to call up. I mean, we still halfway do that.
Yeah. This is what's great. The justification lies. Woo. I don't do this for myself. I help others selflessly, and I don't expect anything in return. The world would be a better place if everyone did the same. With that last statement, come on. That is Angel to a T. To a T. The second one is as well. Because I don't expect, it's not that I don't expect anything, but I do try to give without the expectation of getting anything back. But you all know, especially my Patreon, I have a current friendship right now that we always kid, but seriously feel as though my time gets monopolized a lot. and it is a fight of me being able to a lot of times be like, no. And then sometimes be like, but let me help you out because I know you need help. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you're asking of help. And yes, in my head, I would want to know that if I asked in return that you would do the same thing. But then I have to realize that is not always going to be the case.
Yeah.
So having to protect my time, because a lot of times, and I'm not, I don't want y'all to think that I'm trying to point this at this person, but my time can't always be bought, if that makes sense. Like, my time does not always equate to money. A lot of times it does. You put the right price tag, my husband will send me off.
Yeah. Well, you better get your ass up out of here.
Right? But that is not always the case. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes my time does not have a monetary value. I don't want it bought. I want mm-hmm. to keep it because I cannot get it back. Okay. Money I can get back. Time I cannot. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, we had a, there was a friend that had a significant other. This was years ago. That, you know, Angel's always doing something for, actually I've done multiple favors for this friend too. And Angel needed that person actually asked us for a favor. And it was just like the nerve and the audacity of you to reach out to us for a favor and then act a certain way when Angel just asked for something. And then that friend letting her significant other at the time, you know, change her mind into doing something. That's where I was about to flip. But I'm like, again, I got to step back because I didn't have the knowledge base to step forward in this and be like, well, Angel.
But I checked it. I did.
No, she did check that.
I definitely checked it. And I remember, listen, one of my best friends, closest friends, she used to call me at any.
Oh my God.
Time of the
literally
day.
Any time. And 3 hour difference.
3 hour matter. If it's 6 a.m. and tragedy is striking at 6 a.m. where she's at, I'm getting a phone call at 3-something a.m. in the morning. And I would pick up and be like, what's going on? You could hear that I'm half asleep, but still, the offload was still going to happen. And I have stopped.
I remember it was one time, Angel was talking to this friend and their friend's husband, and she was asleep, her friend was. And I was like, oh, good, I'm about to call her multiple times. They was like, no, she's got to be up in the morning. I don't give a mother. I got so mad. I'm like, y'all think I care?
He's right.
Y'all know how many times I've been woke up by this fool's phone call?
You right.
I was like, the audacity of both of you.
You right, babe. I also have I won't just put that on that person. I have a problem. I have real bad, like, FOMO. Like, I will answer, Marcus gets mad. I will answer phone calls that I have no idea who they're coming from.
Literally. Or the ones that she knows exactly where it's coming from and still answers. Like, Angel is almost to the point to where it'll say telemarketer and she, hello? Like, why are you answering?
But listen, you got yourself in trouble last week by not answering a phone call and had to do with our kids.
I did. But I was like, I'd take that one getting in trouble versus the 1,000 times these fools call us.
Whatever. Well, listen, even though we're having an uncomfortable situation, we love to be comfortable. Okay. Listen. We are now settling back into our regular lives. You know, there's no tour or anything like that. We're getting back into our swing of watching TV shows. We're back to watching Snowfall, Righteous Gemstones. We are just back into being comfortable in our everyday life. But we also like to be comfortable in our everyday shoe.
Really taking this all the way around the mall.
Comfortable in our everyday shoe. Rothy shoe gives you the right out-of-the-box comfort and comes in amazing style and colorways, and you can wash them Ooh, mm-hmm. Come on. That's the beauty. Mwah. It's easy to see why millions of women wear Rothy's shoes every single day. Now, Rothy's has their bestseller. It's The Point in the Flat. People magazine named The Point the best flat for their first ever style awards in 2021. You may have heard of The Point in the Flat from Rothy's, but they also make insanely comfortable sneakers, loafers, ankle boots, and more. I love their little loafers. I be wearing my little cheetah print ones all the time. They so cute. The best part is that everything Rothy's makes is better for the planet. They repurpose millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into every one of their products. I truly love. I'm saying love, I mean love. My cheetah prints. I also have the army fatigue ones. The cheetah prints are I have to fly to Houston this week. What's going to be on my feet? Them Rothy's. Okay. Because they are comfortable as all get out. They don't wear it like I don't got cute feet. Okay. My toes curl over and do a couple of things that aren't so pleasant. Rothy's is like, it's okay, baby. You don't have to have smooth feet for your shoes to be comfortable. It wraps itself around my corns. It'd be like, let me hug you. Let me hold you tight, but not too tight because I want you to be comfortable. They're also, I love the fact that they're washable because I don't usually wear socks in my little loafers. I don't want my shoes stinking. I don't want if there's a day where I'm hotter and I'm running hot and my feet are more moist. I'm going to wash them shoes because I don't want no stinky. No ma'am, no ham, no thank you. And they're durable. I wore those things all throughout the tour and those things still look new. They still look great. There's no holes. They are amazing. And I've had them
for... They don't even have the wear. You know how some things you wear, the more you wear it, the more, you know, rustic it gets, the better it looks. They don't even have that. They just look like, oh, you just put those on today, huh?
Yes, they're so good. And I've had them for like over 2 years. So step up your shoes and accessories this spring and get ready to be asked, are those Rothy's?
Plus get $20 off
your first purchase at Rothy's.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
So let's talk about your third one, avoider.
Avoider. This, I definitely get this one just by the title of it.
You want me to read what it is?
Yeah, you can go ahead. Because I might be thinking of something completely different.
Okay. Focusing on positive and pleasant in an extreme way. Avoid difficult and unpleasant tasks and conflicts. Avoids conflicts and says yes to things one wouldn't want. Downplays importance of real problems and tries to deflect others. Has difficulty saying no. Resists others through passive-aggressive means rather than directly. Loses self in comforting routine and habits. Procrastinates on unpleasant tasks. Thoughts. This is just too unpleasant. Maybe if I let it go, it'll take care of itself. If I deal with this now, I will hurt her feelings. I'd rather not. If I get into conflict with others, I might lose my connection with them. I have found balance. I don't want to mess it up. I'd rather give someone else their way than create a scene.
All right. Avoider is not what I thought it was.
A lot of this is correct, other than the you do not avoid conflict. No. Maybe with me. Sometimes, but like,
yeah.
That's definitely not something that you feel
like. I was looking at avoider. Like the, yeah, the, like avoid, like things that, difficult tasks and stuff. I can see myself doing that. But yeah, the conflict things, like I ain't.
Marcus.
Other than with Angel, I never steer clear.
Marcus is super. You would think watching this and how we argue that Marcus is super assertive or aggressive. Marcus is super passive aggressive.
I didn't realize
I have the definition of passive aggressive wrong for a long time, or just not in totality. And it wasn't until I was, I don't remember what I was looking at, but it was saying like common actions of a passive aggressive person. And I was like, oh, that's what my husband does. So some of the things that, I'm gonna see if I can pull it up. so you can know what I'm talking about. Okay. So this isn't fully, but I'll just give you this. Passive aggressive behaviors are those that involve acting indirectly aggressive rather than directly aggressive. Passive aggressive people regularly exhibit resistance to requests or demands from family and others, often by procrastinating, expressing sulliness, or acting stubborn. Do you see how you fall into that or no?
No, I do a little bit.
So one of the things that I didn't realize would be like if there was something that I was trying to, an event or something that I would try to get us to. And Marcus knows how to get, he can get ready in a timely fashion. That's not something that he's not capable of. Church would be the most specific thing.
Oh yeah, if I'm not into the church, I'm just like.
Even the church that we went to, there were parts of church Marcus just did not enjoy. So it didn't matter if I dressed the kids fully. It didn't matter if I took the kids with me. Marcus was still going to show up 35, 40 minutes late. And I could not figure it out. Like, I'd be like, okay, I laid out everything. The only thing I didn't lay out was socks. When he showed up 45 minutes, I couldn't find no socks for them kids. I looked everywhere. No. You'd be like, that would be your reason for being late. We were this close.
I couldn't find them socks.
But
because Angel don't put the socks up the way.
But I couldn't understand it. I was just like, I know this man is capable. This man has a brilliant mind. What is happening?
Like you said, I'm autistic.
No, it is not that. It is his way to show, instead of directly saying, I do not want to be here for any of this, so I am not going to show up until this time, he will just passive aggressively be late. So it'd be the same thing if we had to go to an event that he didn't really want to go to. Marcus is not going to, this is the prime example. Marcus has somebody come in town that he hasn't seen in a while and they schedule a time to meet up. Marcus is going to be on time, punctual, right? Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me tell Marcus that we're going to one of my friend's things. Marcus is going to take his time. It'll be like, this is the telltale sign. This is when I know Marcus don't want to go to something. 20 minutes before we leave, all of a sudden I hear the shower water going on. I'd be like, wait, what? I'm just going to run the shower. It's only going to take 5 minutes. This is going to take me 5 minutes.
Jump in the shower real quick.
And I'd be like,
you get out hot, you gotta dry off, and then you're sweating, you keep drying off, you gotta put on lotion.
I'd be like,
put lotion on everywhere, you gotta get the ankles, you don't want dry ankles. You gotta find something to wear here, let me iron this real quick.
Oh my dear God.
So how are you passive aggressive?
Well, this is, avoider is not mine.
I mean, avoider ain't yours?
Avoider is way.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, avoider is way down on mine. Now listen, I definitely have a procrastinator spirit. It's down here. But I have learned. Mine is like almost, it's like my sixth one of order is. Mm. I have learned to push
through. Well, it's through. The same score. We both got 4.4.
This is 4.4? Let me see. Hold on. Sorry, I can't push. Oh, you are so much of a controller and stickler.
Now you over here trying to talk about me with your avoiding ass. Now, all passive aggressive.
But that I don't. I do avoid. I procrastinate. That is my thing. When I get overwhelmed, procrastination is usually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so. It's not from me wanting to. I don't try to. When I've agreed to do something for someone or do something like for you. Per se, or with you, I don't try to avoid it. I usually try to get it over with. Versus when I am overwhelmed with tasks, sometimes I will find other ways to put stuff over top of it so that I'm not having to deal with it. That was the big reason why this podcast took forever to take off. Both of our avoider were showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So Marcus would be like, oh, I'm tired, babe. I don't really feel like it. Grant, he was tired every morning, but he went to work. Mm-hmm. But he would not do it with the podcast. And for me,
yeah, you didn't have no excuse. You was at home.
For me, it was the overwhelming task of, I have to produce this. I have to edit this. I have to, you know, it was all that where I was just like, but if I don't do it, guess what? I didn't do it. It was the combination of, those two things, like coming together, that made it so that we'd be like, it's been 2 months since we've done the podcast, but we're back. It was a struggle. Like, thank God. Now, see, for me, accountability is all I need. I just need a little bit of accountability. These ads in our Patreon are all the accountability I need to make sure I show up every single week in front of this mic and front of this camera.
It had to be, because Angel's like, I need us to prove to ourselves we can do it. I'm like, if it's something like that that has to be done, it's going to get done.
Yeah.
But just saying, well, you know, let's just do this in one day. For me, that's like, now I know you a dreamer. I live with a dreamer, and all these one day things don't work for me.
But
seeing that, like I said, the Patreon and the sponsors is like, no, all right, let's do it.
But it's kind of like,
last week, sick, can't talk. Guess what? Let's do it.
But the fact of the matter is, we did it without Patreon for some time, because I wasn't gonna do it. I didn't care what he thought. I wasn't gonna do it until we could prove it, because I ain't gonna take nobody's money if I ain't gonna show and prove that, like, we're going to do it. That's, y'all can call me a lot of things, but I ain't no thief. I'm not going to take people's money, $5 or not, and not show up, right? And I had to prove, because for me, I only have so much self-will, and I am greatly affected by you, just like you're greatly affected by me. So unless our self-will met together, I wasn't going to always be able to overpower you if you didn't want to do it. And
I gotta go.
Oh yeah, go. Oh yeah, hurry up. So
talking too much.
Oh hush, I'm trying to make sure. Oh, we did. Yeah, we did a tight hour. So I'm loving this conversation. I want to be able to go over more of the saboteurs. So we're going to make this a 3-part series. We're going to come back. Oh. Yes, we are. We're going to come back next week. Get down to more of it, because there's a lot of people who in our Patreon took it that did not have controller or stickler in their top or avoider. We got a lot of victims. We got a lot of hyper rational people. And I want to be able to dive a little bit deeper into that. Of course, stickler was up there on me, because I am a rule follower. Come on, somebody. Amen and amen. Alex said, yay, more arguments. Again, check out our sponsors. They are Stamps. Check out the podcast, The Lost Debate, and Rothy's, and get your shoes and your purses. Feel comfortable, baby. As always, you can follow my husband at Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram, Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook, as well as Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across almost every platform except for Twitter, where it's Angel the Actress, but I don't be going over there much. And like I said, if you want to watch this podcast, if you're not already watching it, you can go to That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can be notified. Husband, get out of the house. If he is late picking up these kids, I'ma fight him. All right, you guys, until next time, we'll talk to you later. Bye!